This is WOR New York. You stay tuned for Lester Smith and the news.
This is the news in detail on the hour from the WOR newsroom. The federal government got its man today on a tax charge. Reputed big-time underworld leader Agnello Della Croce was convicted by a Manhattan federal court jury of evading $68,000 in federal income taxes in 1968. The prosecution accused Della Croce of getting by the taxes through hidden stock deals. And the government said he was one of the most powerful organized crime bosses in New York State, the underboss of the reputed boss of all bosses, Carlo Gambino. Also convicted with Della Croce were Michael Catalano of Manhattan and Martin Goldman of North Hills, New Jersey. They were found guilty of conspiracy in the tax evasion case. Three men have been indicted for allegedly swindling hundreds of gypsy cab drivers out of $300,000 in insurance premiums and the ownership of their taxi cabs. Brooklyn District Attorney Eugene Gold said that the three men organized a company called Early Bird Cars and then passed the word to gypsy cab drivers that they could get cheaper fleet insurance rates than normally available. But, said Gold, the men talked cab owners into turning over their cab titles to Early Bird while selling the owners non-existent liability insurance coverage for an initial payment of $250 plus $10 to $15 a month. Those indicted on 47 counts were identified as Philippe Michel, 25, Gerard Perez, 22, and 40-year-old Jacques Bourin. Only Michel has been arrested. Gold said that Perez and Bourin are believed to have fled the country. The verbal stamp of rejection today in the Washington courtroom, where two Watergate burglary and wiretap conspiracy defendants are still on trial. Defendant James McCord wanted to build his defense around an argument that he had waged political espionage against the Democrats in order to protect President Nixon and other top Republicans from demonstrations during last year's campaigning. United States District Judge John Sirica said that argument was not acceptable, and after sending the jury out of the courtroom, Judge Sirica told McCord and his lawyer, "I happen to be a Republican, but any decent American, Republican or Democrat, deplores this kind of conduct. And it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to come to the conclusion that this kind of defense were presented to a jury. I just think it would be ridiculous."